I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning, emergency meetings. The Prime Minister recalls National Cabinet to a war footing to urgently tackle vaccine rollout speed bumps. COVID death in Queensland. A returned traveller dies in hospital. Two killed as a Cessna crashes into a paddock just outside Canberra. And sentencing for the truck driver who caused the death of four police officers.
This is 7 News with Edwina Bartholomew.
Good morning. The Prime Minister has announced major changes to National Cabinet meetings, increasing the sessions to twice a week. Let's go live now to political reporter Rob Scott in Canberra. Morning to you, Rob. What has prompted Scott Morrison to take this step?
Good morning, Eddie. Well, the Prime Minister has been facing intense criticism from the states over the slow vaccine rollout and a perceived lack of transparency. And so he has responded, putting National Cabinet on what he says is a warlike footing to get the program back on track, saying, "I have requested National Cabinet move back to an operational footing to tackle head-on the challenges we are facing with making our vaccination program as good as it can be." Top of the agenda will be the side effects of the AstraZeneca jab after a WA woman in her 40s became the second Australian to develop blood clots after receiving the shot. A rare side effect which the government hopes won't dent confidence in the overall vaccine program.
Vaccinations save lives. Vaccinations protect lives. Vaccinations are a fundamental part of the capacity for each individual to protect themselves, but also to play their part in protecting everyone else in Australia.
Trade Minister Dan Tehan is also preparing to fly to Europe in the hope of ending the vaccine export bans, which have been a major factor so far in the slow rollout. But the government's decision not to purchase any of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine may prove to be the right call after all, as the US abruptly halted its use after six women developed blood clots after receiving that jab. Now, despite pushing for all Australians to get vaccinated so life can return to normal, the government says that's no guarantee the international borders will automatically open. Eddie.
All right, thank you very much, Rob Scott, there in Canberra. An Australian man in his 80s has died of COVID-19 in a Brisbane hospital following a trip to the Philippines. He died in Prince Charles Hospital in Chermside, almost a year since Queensland's last death from the virus. Passengers who arrived on the same flight last month went into hotel quarantine, and there is no risk to the community. The state's health minister is hopeful restrictions can be wound back tomorrow as planned.
If we are in a fortunate position to lift these restrictions on Thursday, we will be back to having some of the lowest restrictions in the country.
The changes would include masks no longer being mandatory, aged care homes and hospitals reopening to visitors, standing bans at venues lifted, along with the 30-person cap on visitors to a home. Investigators have worked through the night attempting to work out what caused a light plane to nosedive into a paddock near Canberra. The pilot and passenger were both killed in the crash at Sutton Forest around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The fuselage of the Cessna snapped in half on impact. The plane belonged to Essential Energy and it's understood to have been conducting routine aerial inspections on poles and wires in the area when it went down. Labor has announced its candidate for the crucial May 22nd Upper Hunter election in New South Wales. He's a 51-year-old coal miner and union official, Jeff Drayton, born and bred in the state's coal capital.
Every time I open the newspaper, every time I turn the TV on, I see someone having a go at coal miners, and that has to stop. And I'm going to fight bloody hard to make sure it does.
He'll need to overcome 90 years of National Party domination, but they hold the seat by only a slim majority. US President Joe Biden has decided to withdraw military forces from Afghanistan by September 11, the date chosen as a poignant nod to the victims lost in the 2001 terror attack. This year will mark its 20th anniversary. There are currently about 3,500 American troops in Afghanistan. The former Australia Post boss has given bombshell testimony at a Senate inquiry, saying she was suicidal after the saga surrounding the gifting of Cartier watches to executives as a bonus. Christine Holgate took aim at the Prime Minister, saying his rhetoric on the issue caused her to be unlawfully sacked.
He has people in members of parliament who are being accused of the most terrible atrocities to women.
Ms. Holgate also labelled the company's chair a bully, calling for him to be sacked. The truck driver at the centre of one of Melbourne's worst crash tragedies will be sentenced today. Four police officers were killed when Mahinder Singh ploughed into them after they pulled over for a speeding Porsche. The truckie was high on drugs when he veered into the emergency lane on the Eastern Freeway. The 48-year-old pleaded guilty to four counts of culpable driving causing death, three charges of drug trafficking and one of possessing drugs. There are grave fears for a New South Wales camper missing in one of the most remote parts of Victoria. 54-year-old Christopher Fowle was last seen at a campground in East Gippsland on the state's border on Saturday morning.
We know that he was camping with some people that were involved in some protest action. However, we don't know what his involvement was or why he was there.
He had plaster on his arm, no shoes, and was wearing a windbreaker jacket. Thousands of young footballers in Victoria will have their brains scanned in the most comprehensive concussion management scheme in Australian children's sport. News Corp is reporting the state's biggest junior footy league will roll out the testing in a new effort to combat concussions and serious head injuries. Boys and girls from under 8s to under 18s will be offered a 10-second eye guide machine test to evaluate the severity of any injury after an on-field head knock. A young family has shared security video of their cat being stolen from their front porch while they were away on holidays. The thief can be seen approaching the pet called Fishtook, patting him before picking him up and then walking off. The Sydney family say the children are understandably devastated and are calling for the cat to be returned. Police are now investigating. It was supposed to be a relaxing day fishing on the water, but a Queensland man nearly lost his life after his boat capsized. What unfolded was a dramatic rescue to save not only the fisherman, but his runaway boat.
Spinning with no one at the helm. But with a little leap of faith, a police officer on patrol wrangles the rogue vessel.
Thanks, mate.
Its captain, 73-year-old Peter Cork, had been thrown overboard.
To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't have made it.
He'd been fishing alone and was tipped out by a larger boat's wash. No one saw him capsize and his tinny took off.
I'm not a very good swimmer. Survival mode, and that's what I was.
But some good luck. Three kayakers spotted him and fished him out of the water.
I saw Peter. He was going down, coming back up, going down, coming back up, which isn't a very good sign.
And one of them said to me, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm not." Basically, they saved my life.
And for the tinny's future...
I'm going to sell my boat, to be honest.
Emily O'Brien, 7 News.
Australia's economic recovery from the pandemic is moving much faster than predicted, with the number of jobs advertised hitting a 12-year high. Despite the end of JobKeeper, many industries are finding it difficult to find staff. Cafes and restaurants among those hardest hit.
Business is heating up for the hospitality industry, but workers to keep it going have gone cold.
Very, very hard to find staff, and it's even harder to find skilled staff.
Across the board, businesses are searching. Job vacancies rose by almost 20% last month to 238,000. That's more than double the number this time last year.
It's that recovery from COVID. We've seen 11 increases in the internet vacancy series in a row to this record high now.
The industry's looking for skilled staff: construction, business services, hospitality, mining and agriculture.
The economy has recovered very, very well,
there's lots of stimulus out there and that's supporting a whole range of economic activity.
A high number of job vacancies is good news for workers. It means wages could go up as employers boost salaries and incentives in an attempt to attract people to come and work for their business.
But many don't have the right skills.
Probably about 150 applicants all up. And out of that, I would say there was probably like 3 to 4 applicants that were suitable for the position.
500,000 more Australians are on JobSeeker than before the pandemic, but their prospects are looking up.
The unemployment rate could drop quite quickly from here.
Miley Hogan, 7 News.
Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein is facing 11 new charges of sexual assault in Los Angeles. The 69-year-old appeared at a court hearing to decide if he should be extradited to California. His lawyers argued he needs to stay in New York for medical treatment.
He is almost technically blind at this point and is in need of surgery.
Weinstein is accused of raping 5 women in LA from 2004 to 2013. He's already serving 23 years behind bars, but could face up to 140 if convicted in California.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A security camera has captured a terrifying home explosion in California that injured several people. Officials have said the blast was caused by marijuana growing equipment on the property. It tore the roof off the home and scattered debris across the street. Neighbouring homes were also damaged. After months in lockdown, England has sprung to life with restrictions wound back. In London, despite the chilly conditions, crowds flocked to pubs and restaurants that have reopened for outdoor service. Gyms, hairdressers, non-essential shops and alfresco dining are allowed to open this week. Indoor drinking won't be allowed until May 17th at the earliest. The spectacular moment a meteor flashes across the sky in Florida has been caught on camera. It was about 10 p.m. when Miami was lit up by what appeared to be a large fireball streaking diagonally across the sky. Hundreds reported seeing the display. A nearby home CCTV camera captured the asteroid as it gained momentum and lit up. Checking finance news for now, the Dow Jones is trading lower, the Nasdaq is lifting. In London, the FT100 gained just 1 point, while Germany's DAX lifted 19. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed up 213 points. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 44. The All Ords lifted 6, and the ASX 200 made similar ground. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,746 an ounce. Oil is $60 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 76.5 US cents, 83 Japanese yen and $1.08 New Zealand. Punches have been thrown in a road rage brawl in Sydney's northwest. Dashcam shows a ute swerving through traffic at Bella Vista before stopping next to a sedan where the confrontation begins. Two men in a third vehicle then stopped and joined in on Windsor Road. Police say no official complaint has been made. There has been more unrest in Minnesota overnight after the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. Let's go live now to David Woywood in our US Bureau. David, the police officer who fired the shot has just resigned.
Morning, Eddie. Yes, she has, effective immediately, and so too has the Minnesota Police Chief, Tim Gannon. But Kim Potter, she's the officer at the centre of this shooting, and she has said today, it is in the best interest of the community, the department and my fellow officers if I resign. Potter is being investigated for killing Dante Wright, the 20-year-old shot after the officer apparently mistook her taser for her gun. His death has prompted a second night of riots in Minnesota. Around 40 were arrested last night as tensions boiled over, defying a curfew that had been put in place. Demonstrators hurled objects at police and National Guard. Look, they've responded with tear gas and flash grenades. And moments ago, Dante's mother has just addressed the media, reliving the moment she learned of her son's death.
I didn't know what was going on, and I never imagined this is what was going to happen. I just thought maybe he was being arrested. And then when I called back, the girl that he had in the car answered the phone. She was crying and screaming, and she said that they shot him.
This second night of unrest is just 16 kilometres down the road. Prosecutors have just rested their case in the trial of Derek Chauvin, of course, the former police officer charged with killing unarmed black man George Floyd. Look, the defence have just started their arguments this morning. Those closing arguments are expected next week as we near the end of this trial, Eddie.
Okay, David Woodward there in the US. Thank you. To sports news now, Sharks coach John Morris has left the club effective immediately after Craig Fitzgibbon was appointed his replacement from next year. Fitzgibbon has signed a three-year, $1.5 million deal with the Sharks, which starts in November. Manly have named Tom Trbojevic for his first game of the season after his latest hamstring injury. North Melbourne's Ben Cunnington has successfully overturned his one-match ban at the AFL Tribunal. Cunnington's rough conduct charge on Adelaide's Rory Laird was downgraded. He'll only be fined instead. The AFL will step up its push for 100% crowd capacity by trialling a new contact tracing system this weekend. Every person attending the Carlton, Port Adelaide and Bulldogs Suns games must provide their name and phone number. It's hoped that system will help achieve a full crowd for Anzac Day at the MCG. The Matildas have suffered their second huge loss in 4 days. The Aussie women were no match for the Netherlands in their friendly clash this morning. The World Cup runners-up showed no mercy, crushing the Matildas 5-0. That is their biggest loss in 13 years. In the A-League, Perth Glory and the Newcastle Jets drew one all. There's a good reason why Bryce Cotton is regarded as the best player in the NBL, and he showed why once again against the New Zealand Breakers last night. Have a look at this.
Cotton's got free. Jack's up the three.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Jack?
There's only one.
No, he's a freak.
No, we're not kidding you. That buzzer beater tied up the scores to send the game to overtime. Cotton finished with 34 points as the Wildcats won 85-79. The next chapter of the fierce rivalry between a Dabe and Very Elegant headlines day two of the championships at Randwick. The equal favourites have drawn barriers 3 and 4, respectively, for the $4 million Queen Elizabeth Stakes. They've clashed 3 times in Group 1 races, with a Dabe winning twice.
It's going to be a good race and a tough race no matter what, because they're both top-class horses.
She's in career-best form. She's beaten 3 weeks ago.
Day two of the championships is live on 7 on Saturday. Taking a look at the weather around the country for you now, a cold front and trough are bringing gusty winds and rain to parts of Western Australia, South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania. Unstable air is causing the odd thundery shower in the far northern tropics. High pressure is bringing clear skies and weak winds elsewhere. Around the capitals, Brisbane sunny in a top of 26, mostly sunny in 29, the top in Sydney. Canberra mostly sunny in 19 degrees. Windy with showers in Melbourne, 21 degrees. Much the same in Hobart, 19 down there. Adelaide clearing showers in 21, mostly sunny in 22 in Perth. And Darwin mostly sunny in 33 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 13th of April. I'm Edwina Bartholomew.